Picture this. I'm standing on the lawn of a complete stranger, screaming out a poem of love and desire, like I'm gonna die if these words remain in me for just one more moment. And I thought it was a crock of shit when my old man told me he saw a girl once, never learned her name, never got her number, never even talked to her. He just watched her walk by and he loved her. I thought love was a crock of shit, but here I am, screaming all the garbage I've ever written in honor of a feeling that I've always resented for its own sake. Shit. I'm standing in a sea of green grass that hasn't been cut in months, holding a boombox like John Cusack, screaming out words of unrequited love like a mantra, as if by saying the poem three times and spreading goat's blood on her window, I can make her love me. I'm screaming out, I never meant to ignore you. I'm sorry that I didn't get your name. I just wanted to tell you that I love you because I might not get a chance to say it to you ever again. I could die tonight. I could die tonight, and if I did, the last thing I would want before I left this plane of existence is to tell you that I'm madly and deeply in love with you. I love you, insert your name here. And if you can accept that, then I promise I will never do anything wrong. I will put the toilet seat down, I won't fuck with your makeup. I'll make you breakfast in bed for the first 3 weeks, and I would say forever, but I'm trying to be honest here. And we both know it'll only last for 3 weeks, the breakfast in bed, that is. Because I love you, and if you can accept that, then the relationship will last more than 3 weeks. We'll be together in absolute harmony. We'll move to Tahiti and have 3 kids, 2 boys and 1 girl. We'll name 1 boy Steven, you can name the other one, and we'll name the little girl after you. If I ever find out your name, if we ever kiss, if we ever touch, if we're ever anything more than a fleeting glimpse on a sidewalk, a smile and a nod, maybe a wave, if I can be the love you've always wanted and you can be the love I've always needed. And I know you probably don't appreciate this fat hairy guy standing on your lawn screaming poetry at you. But I've seen too many romantic movies to not do this, and I've seen too many chances at love slip through the cracks, so all I'm asking is just come down here, we can put a John Tesh tape in the boombox and talk about whatever the fuck you want to talk about. Persistence is the death of desire, so this poem's just gonna keep going on and on and on until you come down from your ivory tower and just give love a chance. And then her light turned off, and I couldn't see where she'd gone. So I just stood there still screaming this poem at her window like a lunatic when I saw her in the doorway in all of her radiant glory, and I just stopped talking. She walked over to me and folded her arms, kicked the shit out of my boombox, tore up my poem, and told me to go home. But I thanked her anyways because she taught me how to love, and she thanked me for giving her a funny story she could tell her boyfriend.
Al Moyer. Thank you, Al. Al, you got like...